WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B morning show, 7:31. I think Hunter died. He said, hey, do you need anything from the break room? I said, no, I'm good. That was a little bit ago. Hunter, did you fall down the stairs? Hunter, are you okay? Hunter? I'm sure he's fine. I'll go check on him in a little bit. Anyway, this morning we're talking about public restroom horror stories. Public restroom horror stories. This isn't going to be clean. This isn't going to be fun. We're going to bring up some dark memories from public restrooms. Honestly, I'm not a huge fan of public restrooms. Not that I can't ever go, but if I had the choice, I'm not going to choose one. It's not like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. Hey, come on. It's a public restroom. It's filthy in there. So we're going to get your public restroom horror stories. Hunter's is... it's a doozy. So make sure you stick around. Right now, Black Smoke Rising. It's Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah, dude.
Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, man.
7:36. That Pop-Tart smells
I had to get it. I go down to the vending machine, as we were talking about yesterday. What's your favorite thing to get from the vending? I'm looking at it. Brown sugar Pop Tarts.
The best Pop Tart. I will fight an old lady on this. All right. I think because they're understated, they're not trying too hard. Nowadays, Pop Tarts, they got like birthday cake. They got like all these different flavors.
Kind of doing the same thing like Oreos are doing.
Yeah.
You know, let's just stick with the original.
Here's what all you need. All you need for Pop Tarts, brown sugar, obviously. Mm-hmm. S'more.
The s'more's good.
And strawberry. That's it.
Strawberry's good, too.
What are you doing with all these other... Just stop it. Like chocolate fudge sundae? It's dumb.
Do you like milk?
I love milk.
Yeah. Pop-Tarts and milk's perfect. Oh,
it's the perfect... The chocolate milk? God, you give me one of those brown sugar ones and a chocolate milk...
And a shot of insulin.
Yeah. Sunday morning cartoons and a bottle of insulin. I'm happy.
So good.
I'm happy. It's so good. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. This morning, we're talking about public restroom horror stories.
Oh, man.
And I'm not going to lie, I'm not a huge fan of public restrooms. Honey.
Yeah, you don't. You save it till you get home. A lot of the time.
If I have to, I will bite the bullet. I'll do it. But I have to sit there, and there's nothing more relieving to me when I got to, you know, actually take some time, maybe take a duke or two, and I walk into, like, a public restroom, and it's clean. Oh. It's like, oh, my God, this is so nice. Why? But then you go into some, and it's like a shaggy dog covered in urine just shook off in there.
I was
going to
say, when it's clean, it's very rare.
Yeah.
It's like a sign from God.
I tell you what, any business that may have us on right now, if you're listening— It is far more important to me that you have a clean restroom. Mm-hmm. Make your employees focus on that, all right? I don't mind maybe some mud tracks up to the cashier counter. Fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Fine. But if I go into your bathroom and it's just a horror show.
That's where the business starts, from the bathroom.
From
the inside out.
That's right. Start there, and then you know what? Honestly, if there's some other dirty parts of your store, I don't care. Mm-hmm. If I can poo comfortably, I'm fine.
You know who has one of the cleanest bathrooms I've ever seen ever?
Who?
St. Joe Auto Body.
Yeah?
I'm serious.
Yeah, they do.
You walk into that bathroom, you're like, first of all, you know, it's like an auto body shop, so you kind of expect like, but it's like the cleanest place ever.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, you got guys working hard on cars, everything still. And so if an auto body shop can keep it clean, you can keep it clean.
Exactly.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Your public restroom horror stories. We're going to take a break. Yours is just astonishingly horrifying. And mine involves a smoke bomb. That's all I'm going to tell you. All right, we'll be back in a few. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
Number of the WIRX, everything that rocks.
What's up, you ass?
Yeah, ass.
7:45. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sometimes I feel like I'm in the Star Wars when I go into a public restroom. I'm like, God, yeah. It's crazy in here.
We get the public restrooms are just a nightmare.
They are. They are.
Most of the time.
And I don't know why. You know, as a society, we should all be on the same page of trying to keep, like, we're not always going to be able to be home to use the restroom.
How about this? How about everybody clean up after themselves, and then you never have to clean up after somebody else?
That's simple. It's simple. That's it. We all need to get on the same page. Like, look, here are designated areas where we all agreed to go do our business. Something that we don't want to do. I don't want to go poop outside.
Right.
You know, but sometimes I'm not in the comfort of my home and I have to go. So why?
Sometimes it's more clean to do it outside.
I know, right?
You know?
Yeah, I've seen
some. More comfortable.
I've seen public restrooms where I would rather go drop a turd out back instead of in that place. Why is a society we can't come together on this? And why have we not figured out we've sent a freaking man to the moon? Mm-hmm. All right? We've had guys walk in outer space, but for some reason, we can't build bathroom stalls that close all the way, and I got to lock eye contact. I got to, you know, lock eyes with a guy.
The best is when you is somebody in there? And then you lock eyeballs with that guy in there. You're like, God!
Yeah, it's closed. Do a little jiggle. The door's locked. You don't need to investigate any further. The door is locked.
Occupied.
Leave.
Somebody's in here.
Are you sure? Let me jiggle the handle a couple more times. Anyway, your bathroom horror story, public restroom horror story, why don't we kick it off with that? Because I don't know if
It's going to be a hard one to top.
Yeah.
This one's bad. This one's terrible.
Yeah.
Was that Michigan? Was that a Michigan football game? And if you've ever been to the Big House, into their bathrooms, it's not like individual stalls. They just have a trough.
It's a trough. Which is a staple in a lot of sports stadiums in the men's room.
Right. If you can get 110,000 people together in one spot, you know, you're going to have a trough or a bathroom.
Exactly.
It's a long one, too. I want to say this trough was probably, I don't know, 20 yards long?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a long one. And so it's halftime. Everybody's pissing.
Oh, everyone's been holding it.
You know, you're shoulder to shoulder, hanging, you know, standing over this trough, doing your business. Yep. All of a sudden, man, you hear this guy hauling ass into the bathroom. You can hear him stomping up, sprinting, and there's like a corner. So like you can hear somebody coming, and I'm like, oh my God, he's going to tackle somebody. Somebody's getting in a fight. Something's happening.
Yeah.
And so I could imagine it right now. Everybody looks to their right, you know, and hearing this guy run up, and all of a sudden, man, he dives head first, like a slip and slide into this trough. And seriously, slides down the whole thing head first. Spraying piss everywhere. This guy, mouth open, just... and he died. Granted, everybody is, you know, wiener out.
Yeah, yeah. Know,
and this guy's flying in front of you, splashing pee everywhere.
Couple of them hit him in the face for the more well-endowed
guys. Like a slip and slide, man. He did the whole thing.
That is horrible.
It's like 20, 25 yards, slides through this trough, gets up, and as he gets up, he takes his hat off, and it's like his hat was like... holding all the water. He pulls it off kind of like you know, well, he dries
gives it an old wrist flick,
dries his hat off, and dude, his face is covered, his hair is just completely wet, his clothes are drenched.
Throw up.
There's an old guy, what the hell are you doing, son? Like that, get the hell out of here. And this guy just kind of walks out, and this old guy that was at the very end kind of like puts his hands up and looks at everybody in the place and is like, what the hell was that all about? It was hilarious, but at the same time, it was the most disgusting thing.
Oh, God.
More of everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. It's Rock Contender.
Yeah.
7:58, we're talking about public restroom horror stories.
Oh, horrible.
Mine's not that crazy. We were out, some buddies of mine were out at a festival. I'm trying to think if this was junior year or senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we were young and dumb, not doing smart things. So I had to go, man. I couldn't handle it. I had to go. And so I'm sitting in the restroom. It's busy. People are kind of coming and going. All of a sudden I hear this. Fire in the hole!
Oh, no.
Not something you want to hear when you got your pants around the ankles.
Right.
All right?
You're about to get a cleanse.
I was in it, man. Sounded like I just started. It wasn't like I was wrapping things up. I was in it. I could. There was no stopping at this point. Mm-hmm. Fire in the hole! All of a sudden, this boom. Like, not a loud boom. No, it was more like a, Like a more of a woof, you know? Okay. Like something like almost engulfed in flames and then down.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, just smoke everywhere. Just, I mean, everywhere in this restroom. I can't see a thing.
You got smoke bombed.
Smoke bombed. I was freaking out. I'm like, what's happening? Oh, my God. And then I come running out. I'm able to get somewhat cleaned up, somewhat together. Go running out. Like smoke everywhere.
My pants buddy, around the ankles.
My one buddy, that stupid look on his face.
It was you.
It was. And it, dude, the smoke. He threw one of those big, not like a little tiny, not the little ball.
Yeah,
he threw one of the big ones.
The grenades, man.
I mean, the cops were over there and fired a bunch. And I'm just like, you
jackass. What are you doing? Oh, did he get suspended?
No one knew it was him. I don't know how he didn't get buzzed other than us. And of course, you're not going to narc on your buddy. I should have, though. I should have punched him right in the face.
Like, dude, I was mid-turn.
That was the worst part. If I would have been peeing, I would have laughed my ass off. But no, I was in there. I was just turtling out. Bastard. I'll never forget him for that. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Public restroom horror stories. WIRX, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I got a horror story for you. It's not mine. It was actually from my dad. He used to manage a local gas station. And he would have to go in the mornings when he went to work.
Uh-huh.
And hose out the restroom because someone would come in overnight and smear the walls with crap.
Oh, God.
Come on.
So it was a literal hose and bucket to clean everything up.
Oh, my God. I would have quit. I would have been like, no, I ain't doing this. I'm not doing this.
What's wrong with people, man?
All right, that one is horrifying. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
Bye. I would have dropped my hose and my bucket and I would have left.
Would have beat somebody with my hose.
Who was it?
Seriously.
Oh, God.
People out there, if you're listening and you do anything like that and you're not a child, you need to reevaluate your life.
Yeah. Like I said, there's
smearing people. Poop on the wall. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Why?
And the best, if it was someone who was clinically insane, get them help. Take them to an asylum. But it was just someone pulling a practical joke. You're not good at practical jokes.
Oh, that's terrible.
You're bad at them. Oh, this is getting me so funny. I'm going to smear my poop on the... I'm kind of... What are you doing?
We'll beat you with the rubber hose.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll go over some... when Kiki gets in here, I want to see if she has any. You know, girls, they got nice clean bathrooms, public bathrooms. So we'll see if she's
got any. They don't have to clean the toilet seat, nothing.
And we got some great comments on Facebook, so we'll be back in a few. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning.
I'm all hung up. I don't know what it is. I think because I had my fan blowing on me last night. It's really gummed up the works. Hi, Kiki.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You look cute today.
Thanks. I'm wearing Brock's favorite outfit, high-waisted jeans.
Oh, God. I'll be back. I'm out of here.
I'm leaving.
Stupid. I'm going to put on my red, bright red lipstick. Yeah.
I got a question for you. Do you wear high-waisted bathing suits?
No, I do not.
Why?
They don't look flattering on me. I don't have a skinny and long enough torso.
I don't think anybody
does.
It
makes me look short and stocky.
You are short and stocky.
I know.
well, come on. Don't the girls think about the tan lines, though? What horrifying tan lines.
I think about that, actually. Like, there's really cute one pieces and different, like, halter top bathing suits, but I don't want any of those tan lines. So I'm more of a basic.
This is so boring.
Normal. Yeah. Anyway, he's asking the questions.
I know. Stop it.
Do you want to ask
You
more
don't
questions?
Like them. I know.
So what are periods like?
That's what I say. What about the menstruation?
I got Tell me more about the fallopian tube.
Right. What are those?
So what are you guys doing? What are you guys talking about?
We actually are talking about bathroom horror stories, public restroom horror stories. Facebook, we got some astonishing answers.
Like disgusting, poopy bathrooms or like scenarios that are happening in public restrooms.
I got a horror story real quick. This is, I had to use a female bathroom one time and I'm sitting down and I look to my right and there's like this little container. I'm like, what is this thing? Why is there a little container in here? So I take a peek inside, right?
Oh, bad idea.
And that's
idea.
All I got to tell you. That's what a horror story.
What are you doing?
I didn't know they take their tampons out and put them in a container next to the toilet.
You can't flush them. All right. Or did you go, ooh, nunchuck drawer? That's where they keep all the nunchucks.
Gross.
Do you have any horror stories? I mean, girls are pretty good about the bathroom for the most part.
For the most part. I don't really have any like disgusting, gross horror stories. Yeah. But I run into some scenarios. Women have some scenarios, some situations. They use the bathroom, you know, to kind of, I don't know, talk stuff out.
You girls like, go there.
Every time there's an emergency, it's let's go to the bathroom. Right. So you walk in on some stuff. And I have actually walked in on a girl who had no pants on. And her friend was trying to help her find her pants.
Hot.
With the process of elimination. Like, okay, where were you, you know, at this time today? And where are your pants? And she's like, I don't know.
Becky, help me find my pants.
And it was at not a festival. It was like a community festival back home. So I don't know. She got hot and thought it'd be fun to run around, and then she forgot about them.
I have a horror story about you.
Oh, boy.
I do. This was before we even met.
Can we discuss
the fact that I am still... No, I'm going to drop a dime on you right now.
Oh, boy.
Before we met, and the fact that I'm even with her after this, because you know what? She's forever unclean. Mm. Kiki had a little too much to drink on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
So her girlfriend found her laying on a stall floor.
She didn't find me. She was consoled. She was there with me to hold my hand.
And hair.
But I was laying on the bathroom floor. Like I was like sitting, kind of crouched up on the toilet like an idiot.
Hugging it.
In a public restroom. You were holding on to a public toilet.
I was like 21. We're like, Happy New Year.
Wrong with you. Yeah. I kissed the same cheek that was laying on a public toilet. Scrape my tongue
off.
You're
forever unclean.
I know. It's really inside
it's really
me now.
You. You're
Damn
welcome.
It. Damn it.